Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, November 3rd. The province has passed legislation that makes it illegal for the educational support workers to go on strike as planned tomorrow. Ontario Education Minister Stephen Lecce released a statement this afternoon claiming QP has left the province with no choice but to pass the Keeping Students in Class Act. He says he wants to make it very clear if QP continues with their strike, they will be breaking the law. School boards in Bruce and Grey counties have prepared for job action tomorrow by education workers represented by QP. The Bluewater District School Board has sent a letter to families saying their schools will remain open. QP members in the Bluewater Board include custodial and maintenance staff. It's a different story for the Bruce Grey Catholic District School Board, who says those workers make up 41% of their staff. Yesterday, they put out a statement saying all their schools would be closed Friday if an agreement wasn't reached. Federal Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland gave her fall economic outlook in the House of Commons this afternoon. It includes about $30 billion in spending. Freeland says it strikes a balance between necessary compassion and support for Canadians and fiscal responsibility. Canada's financial situation is considered to be better than expected because of higher oil prices as well as growth in taxes. The spring budget projected a deficit of $52.8 billion. Now, the fall economic statement projects a smaller deficit of $36.4 billion. Conservative opposition leader Pierre Poilievre says his party asked for no new taxes on workers and seniors and no new spending unless matched by equal savings. He calls it an inflationary scheme that increases taxes on home heating and groceries, and Poilievre claims inflationary spending will drive up the cost of living. Ontario Education Minister Stephen Lecce released a statement this afternoon claiming QP has left the province with no choice but to pass the Keeping Students in Class Act. He says he wants to make very clear if QP continues with their strike, they will be breaking the law. Tamara Leach and two other organizers of the Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa are speaking today at the Emergencies Act inquiry hearings. Yesterday, the inquiry heard some organizers of the Freedom Convoy were getting advance warning of police actions because of leaks from within the law enforcement community. That's according to Keith Wilson, a lawyer who represents some of the protest organizers. Bruce County Council is giving its support to the municipality of Brockton to help get the province's attention regarding homelessness. The municipality of Brockton sent a letter to the county saying it wants the province of Ontario to acknowledge the impact of homelessness on local governments and to increase the available supports, funding opportunities, and assistance to local governments. Director of Human Services for Bruce County, Christine McDonald, also explained during this morning's meeting the latest with provincial funding.
The most recent increase was for ODSP only, so ODSP did see an increase to their rates. Ontario Works recipients did not.
The county is sending the letter to the provincial minister for municipal affairs and housing. Meaford Mayor-elect Ross Kentner says he plans to make changes in the upcoming term of council.
As I say, minor changes, but important changes, and all positive changes.
Some of the changes Kentner says he would like to include are changes to the council agenda setting to help better inform councillors ahead of their meetings. Kentner has been a member of council since 2018. Before that, he had a long career with Bayshore Broadcasting. Campaign material from Kentner says he's committed to acquiring more affordable and attainable housing, attracting economic development, investing in rural infrastructure, and protecting agricultural land, among other priorities. Meaford Council's inaugural meeting is scheduled for November 21st. Most licensed childcare centres in Grey County opted into the Canada-wide early learning and childcare system ahead of the province's deadline on Tuesday. Anne-Marie Shaw is Grey County's Director of Community Services.
We were very pleased that 90% of our licensed childcare programs opted into the Canada-wide early learning and childcare system.
In all, Grey County has more than 40 licensed childcare sites. Moving forward, the previous plan communicated by the Ontario government for enlisted centres was to move to a 50% fee reduction by January 1st, 2023. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 35 points to 19,241. The Dow Jones is down 146 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.74 U.S. cents, down 19 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $87.97, down $2.03 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball World Series action, the Houston Astros are visiting the Philadelphia Phillies. The best of seven is tied 2-2 after the Astros won Game 4 last night. Game time tonight is 8:03. In Thursday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles visit the Houston Texans. Kickoff is 8:15. In Blue Water football semifinal action, St. Mary's beat Gray Highlands 48-3. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound District Wolves will meet the Saugeen District Royals in the other semifinal. In the National Hockey League, 13 games tonight, including an all-Canadian matchup with the Montreal Canadiens at Winnipeg to meet the Jets. The Toronto Maple Leafs will host Boston on Saturday night. In the Ontario Hockey League, 4 games tonight, including Sarnia at Windsor in the Western Conference. Saturday, the Owen Sound Attack host the London Knights in the annual Hockey Fights Cancer game. The Attack need one more win to hit 700 wins in Attack history. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host the Bradford Rattlers. Game time is 7:30. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors visit Orlando and Oklahoma City hosts Denver. The Raptors will be in Dallas tomorrow to face the Mavericks. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.